Good morning and welcome to Sports Interview with Ann Liguori on this Saturday morning, June 23rd, 2018. Hope you're doing well and having a great weekend. Summer is here officially, and let's have a good time. Let's be safe. Thanks for listening where I am every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time, and you can hear us from anywhere online at WPPB883.org. Well, I am at the Travelers Championship outside of Hartford, Connecticut, at the TPC River Highlands course, a really exciting stop on the PGA Tour, which has become really a favorite stop among many of the players, fans, and us media. Certainly, just by the number of top players who are here is an indication. Brooks Koepka, who won the U.S. Open title just last weekend at Shinnecock, defending his title two, just consecutive U.S. Opens, which is amazing. He's even here. And it's not often that the U.S. Open champ will play the next week. Brooks Koepka, just was exhausted. He got in at 4:30 in the morning in Florida and then flew back up here the very next morning and didn't get much rest. But it's good to see Brooks Koepka playing. And, of course, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, Bubba Watson, Zach Johnson, just to name a few. Brian Harman takes a one-shot lead into this afternoon's third round. Zach Johnson, Russell Henley, and Matt Jones are right behind. Bryson DeChambeau, Paul Casey, and Bo Hustler, they're two back. And look out for Bubba. Bubba Watson, who shot a 63 on Friday. He and PGA Tour rookie Lonto Griffin shot the low rounds on Friday. Lonto Griffin's a great story. Watson, Griffin, Rory McIlroy are three back. Jordan Spieth shot a stellar 63 on Thursday, but struggled on Friday following his 63 with a 73. So hopefully Spieth will get his putting woes taken care of and become, as consistent as he was just a year ago. Well, this morning you're going to hear all about the Travelers Championship. Andy Bassett, who is our guest every year, will update us on this year's championship. He's the Chief Administrative Officer and Executive Vice President of Travelers. Always great to visit with Andy. Larry Antanasi, who is the Senior Head Pro here at the TPC River Highlands course, he will join us. First time for Larry being on Sports Interview. And the Executive Director of the First Tee Connecticut, Mark Moriarty, he will join us as well. Great program, First Tee, and the First Tee Connecticut, they're doing great things for young people. And then Tim Parra, who is in public affairs with Stanley Black & Decker, who recently signed a seven-year commitment deal, presenting sponsorship deal, with the Travelers. So a lot to talk about. You'll learn the ins and outs of this PGA Tour stop and hear some great stories about some of your favorite PGA Tour players by Andy Bassett. So stay where you are. We'll be right back. Sports Interview with Ann Liguori is brought to you in part by Peak Vision Sunglasses, zero distortion, patented dual zone lens technology. Learn more at peakvision.com. That's P-E-A-K, vision.com. And by Dune, D-U-N-E, Jewelry, and the New Hamptons Collection. Savor the memories with sand from your favorite beach or spot in timeless pieces for men and women. DuneJewelry.com. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Ann Liguori, and it is my honor to say hello again to Andy Bassett, Chief Administrative Officer and Executive Vice President of Travelers. And here we are at the Travelers Championship. It just goes by way too fast every year. It's so great to see you again, Andy. You're always one of my favorite guests.
It's great to see you, Ann. It's great to have you back here. I think you've been here every year of our 12 years, and it's exciting for us. We always try to make this better every year, right? The status quo is unacceptable, and this year is no different. And why do we do that? We do it for community. We do it for charities because that's what we're about as a company. We give so much corporately to charitable organizations, nonprofits throughout the year, over $22 million corporately. And our employees volunteer. We have like 150,000 hours of volunteerism by our employees a year. Matter of fact, this year at the Travelers Championship, there are 4,000 volunteers 2,000 of them are Travelers employees. So one out of every two are Travelers people. So we love to volunteer. We love to give back. We're into charity. And, you know, last year to get to that $1.7 million level was a huge thing for us. And to benefit over 165 organizations and the hole-in-the-wall gang camp. And people always say, you know, why do you do this? I mean, and that's why we do it. I mean, they say, you have great fields and you have great players. I say, well, yeah, if you don't have the best players in the best field, people don't come. If people don't come, they don't buy things. They don't spend money. We can't give money to charity, right? It's a big vicious circle. So we're excited about this year's tournament.
Well, you threw out a lot in that first statement. So let's first start with the players. So yeah. Many major champions. After round one, the leaderboard was just oozing with major champions. And what a great compliment to the Travelers that all these guys show up, especially after a U.S. Open that basically took them to lunch and ate them up.
Right. But that's, you know, every year the U.S. Open is a big, is a challenging event for them. And out of Shinnecock, I think they just saw what most of us who have played Shinnecock know, that it's a challenging course. But you know, they come here, and I think that this course is a fair course. When you look at the kind of people that have played well here, remember one of the first playoffs we had was Corey Pavin, right? One of the shortest hitters, I shouldn't say that, but one of the shortest hitters on tour against Bubba Watson, one of the longest hitters on tour. That really personifies exactly what this course is about. And the PGA Tour put a few million dollars into it 3 years ago or so, and they really enhanced the bunkers. They worked on some of the greens to make them a little bit more playable. And so the changes of the course, the practice facility we have here, attracts the really, really good players. And that's how, somebody said, how can you duplicate last year's success? And I say, well, I don't know about that. I mean, how do you duplicate Jordan Spieth holding out from a bunker on 18 in a playoff? But we have a lot of terrific young players. We have terrific players in our field. And something special is going to happen here Sunday. I just don't know what it is yet.
You can't tell me right now.
Yeah, I'm not a soothsayer. I just have no idea.
Well, something special happens every year. As you said last year, Jordan Spieth holing out from that bunker shot. And, you know, Jordan struggling with his putting for the last couple months, and yet he had a great opening round. And you want him to be consistent and to play well. And I think they feel comfortable here. I think that's the bottom line, is the players can come here and, you know, if, say, they're struggling early in the season and unusually struggling, they almost feel like they can focus on their game, perhaps, and maybe turn it around here.
Yeah. This is a fair course, playable by everybody. And I think coming off of a U.S. Open, all the U.S. Opens are challenging. It's the United U.S. Championship, right? And so they come here, they can relax just a little bit, they can play their game. And it's great for us. But you look at the names in addition to Jordan Spieth, I mean, to have Rory in this field, and to have Justin Thomas in this field, and Jason Day, and Brooks Koepka, and the list, and Bubba, and the list just keeps going on and on with how many great players there are. Jim Furyk, who shot a 58 here a couple of years ago. Just really, really good pros, and I think they all love it. They all say the same thing. I even ask them, I say, what can we do better, right? Because I'm always asking everybody that, what can we do better? And they said, nothing. You're family friendly. You take care of our wives, our kids, our families. What you do is terrific. And I keep asking, what can we do better? And I get something out of somebody once in a while, but there's a lot of good going on here.
Well, Brooks Koepka, I remember reading, he's the first U.S. Open champion since Justin Rose, when Justin won the U.S. Open at Merion, to play the week after. And that speaks volumes for the championship here to get the U.S. Open champion here. I mean, he was exhausted. I remember reading he got home at like 4:30 in the morning. He doesn't quite know where his U.S. Open trophy is. But he made it here to play this week in the Travelers.
Yeah. And, you know, Webb Simpson's here back. And Webb, back in 2008, we gave Webb his exemption on the PGA Tour when he was an amateur. And I remember to this day, I was walking in the range, and I said, hi, Webb, I'm Andy Bassett. He goes, oh, Mr. Bassett, thank you so much for my exemption into the Travelers Championship. I said, hey, just remember us when you get famous. Little knowing that 3 years later, he'd win the U.S. Open, right, in 2011. And where did he go? Came to the Travelers Championship. So You know, the players, I think Brooks is a great role model in that way, too. And to have him in the field this week just means the world to us. And to have Webb here and all the other U.S. Open and major champions is terrific. And do you know that this field, this blew my mind, and nobody told me this. I was just looking through some of the statistics. We have all four reigning major winners in this field from the last four majors and the winner of the Players. So if you count that as a fifth major, we've got all five major winners in our field. I don't know how often that happens, Ann, but to us, that's really special.
Wow, that is very special. So educate my audience on how you get these guys to commit to play here, because it's really a year-round effort.
It is. You know, year-round is the key word. And, you know, when people say, oh, you're going to go recruiting, I said, no, I'm actually just going out to see the guys. And because I consider them part of our family. And you know, the other day I went to a local Yard Goats baseball game here in Hartford. It's our double-A team with Bubba and Angie and their two kids, Dakota and Caleb. And we had a great afternoon. Caleb threw out the first pitch. I got sugar for the kids and candy and great because I like candy too. And we just had a great afternoon. And that's because I like them. They're a nice family. I like the Streelman family. I like all of these guys. I mean, they're just fun in different ways, and I love connecting with them. But, you know, so we do it through building relationships with people, and we treat people with respect and dignity. To me, that's the key. You want to be everybody wants to be treated with respect and dignity. You don't always have to agree with what people say, but you have to be respectful. And I look at it when I go out and talk with them. I try to find out what they need, how we can make their lives better. And a lot of times they will talk about, hey, the shuttle from the U.S. Open is a great help. This week we had some small jets flying them up from Shinnecock. Next year at Pebble, we'll go back to Delta and have the Airbus 319s bringing out a plane full of people. It would bring out players, families, caddies, you name it. But it's also throughout the year. I mean, a lot of these players are young families, and we have a closet filled with pink and blue onesies with travelers' umbrellas on the chest. And so if we know somebody had a baby, we ship them out. Pink for girls, blue for boys. And this is actually a funny story. So I started about a year ago writing a note to the baby, not the parents. Because, yeah, okay, so I'm going to write Bubba a note, big deal. But if I write it to the child, you know, that's kind of different. People don't write notes with baby gifts to the child. So I wrote a note to Azalea, Sergio Garcia's little baby girl. And it was very interesting. I wrote, "Dear Azalea, welcome to the world. Your mom and dad are great people, and you're going to have a great life. And, oh, by the way, please remind them to bring you to the Travelers Championship so you and I can meet. Love, Andy." And I got to tell you, within about 2 or 3 weeks, Sergio's wife wrote me the most beautiful note back and said, "Andy, thank you so much for that note. You brought me to tears. I'm going to save that note for Azalea for when she grows up so she can read it, and we'll come see you at the Travelers." And I'm like, are you kidding me? That's like, that brought tears to my eyes. And so that's the kind of stuff we do. We try to treat people like they're part of our family. And we fly them here, we feed them, we put them up. We have, you know, bring all the kids up to Legos headquarters for North America up in Connecticut and Northern Connecticut. And the kids are looking forward to it. We bring the players out to ESPN's headquarters in Bristol as we can. And so we there's so much here. There's so much to do in Connecticut, and there's so much fun people can have here at the end of June. And this year, I've never seen as many little kids in my life as we've had this week here. And so all of that comes together. We try to make it part of the family and be part of the family and at the same time support them in their being competitive athletes and what they need to compete properly.
Story brought tears to my eyes. You do this every year. You always make me cry.
Good happens. It's you know, isn't it? It's like, that's the fun part of this, is that there's some element, whether it's military appreciation or different charities with Hole in the Wall Gang Camp and these kinds of things. I will never, ever, ever forget. I can't wait to meet Azalea. I just thought that it does. It brings tears to your eyes. And you kind of step back from it all for a minute and say, this is why we do this. We do it for that purpose, for community, charity, for having friends and having family here. And And you know, as in my role, I'm an executive at Travelers. I'm not a golf guy. I think that helps too. I think when they know that a title sponsor is personally involved with a senior person personally involved with the tournament, I think it helps. I think it means something to everybody.
You were telling the story about Bubba, and you brought him to a baseball game. He's a part owner of a AAA team down in Florida.
Right.
So that was perfect. That must have just been such a highlight for him. He's such a nice guy and such a family man. Yeah. So thinking about the little things like that and having his daughter throughout the first pitch, how fun is that?
Yeah. You know, it's in his team. It's funny. His team is a AA team. The team here in Hartford is AA. They're in different leagues. They're like in the Southern League or in the Northern League. But they're both AA teams. So he was, being Bubba, it was hilarious because he was taking copious notes about the second level of suites that exist here and how much it costs for a suite and what the income potential could be. Bubba's a real business guy. I mean, he owns, a ice candy shop, Chevy dealer, apartments, and the baseball team down in Florida, in Pensacola. And when you look at that, you say, this guy's really, Bubba's got a lot going on. It was hilarious to watch his head going around, yeah, we just bought a big Jumbotron, too, and it was great. I had more fun that afternoon with him, except I did get in trouble with Angie because once I started buying Sour Patch something or others and M&Ms for the kids to eat, I started eating them. Sour Patch Kids, something like that. And they were terrific. I loved them. I'm going to go buy some more. But we had so much fun, but Angie said I had to go put the kids to sleep that night because they weren't going to go to sleep. All the sugar.
They were wired. Well, they own a candy store in Florida, so you know what I'm saying. I love these stories about the players. The relationship. You know, the ones that you forge and you and Nathan traveling around the country and doing your thing. I love those stories. So now one of the beneficiaries is First Tee, and I spoke to the executive director earlier, and that fact that, you know, they're teaching these young people life management skills and golf. I mean, there's a lot that comes out of this tournament, a lot of good for charity, as you mentioned.
Yeah. You know, the First Tee benefits in many ways. It's a great organization. They do great things with young people from underserved communities and teach them the games. But more important than the game is the life lessons they teach them. About dignity, respect, to be competitive, and they've got all their other life skills, I would call them, that they always teach all of the kids. I think that's terrific. I think that the other is the hole in the wall game camp. You know, if you've been out there once, it changes your life forever. And you know, it's out in Eastern Connecticut in Ashford, and they bring 1,100 kids through there during the summer. And it's a hospital disguised as a camp, as a playground. And you can go out there and play 18 holes of golf, on the Travelers Championship mini golf putt-putt course, or you can go fishing on the lake for fish. You can do zip lining. But it's giving very sick kids a break. And it's actually, I've talked to a lot of the parents over the last year, and the parents get a break too, because they know that their child who's very sick can go somewhere and they're going to be safe. They're going to be taken care of medically, and they're going to be taken care of in a camp setting, right? And so they get a break, too. And, you know, there's 165 other charities that benefit from the work we do. But those two are special, and they do really cool things. And our three honorary co-chairs this year are three campers. And they're terrific young kids. One of them, Tyler, hit the tee shot the other day at opening ceremonies. We weren't sure if we're going to do it again, but he really wanted to do it. We let him do it, and he just pounded the ball down the fairway. It was great. And another one of the young women was a speaker. And, you see all that, and you talk to these campers, and you see what comes out of that. And the work they did, what Paul Newman founded in 1988, that's going to live on for forever. It's just a terrific, terrific place.
What motivates you for next year? All the hard work and all the charity contributions, $22 million, I think that's what you said. That's a staggering amount of money to raise for all these charities, Andy. And I know you're in the middle of this week, but it's hard work.
It is, but you know what? What keeps you coming back is knowing that it reflects who we are as a company at Travelers. And it's about community, and it's about charity, and it's about military. It's about, you know, it's about pride too, and about letting anybody that comes out here can't help be proud of what we're trying to do. And for me, you know, from my competitive background and my athletic background, I always want to get better. When I stop getting better, I guess, you know, I won't be around. So, but I want to get better. And every day, every year, so we always rip up the playbook. The status quo is unacceptable, and next year this will be better in so many different ways. I mean, there are thousands of details, and you could sit here for an hour going through all the different activities that are available, the fan zone, the kid zone, within the fan zone, the food this year is terrific, the signature burger, veggie or hamburger with stamped with an umbrella on top of the bun. I mean, just so much going on here. The Patriots Outpost for the military, free admission for veterans, for active military, retired military. It's all here. In Women's Day, great success with Nora O'Donnell and Chris Jackson from Hamilton. Yeah, I could keep going on and on forever, but that's what excites me. It's a great show. It's all about one thing, raising money for nonprofits and charities and letting people come out and have a good time and feel good about stuff. You know, there are enough things in life that can distract you, and, you know, it can be disappointing or whatever, but you can come out here for a very, very reasonable price and bring your family out, eat a lot of food and buy some shirts and souvenirs, and know that all of the net proceeds of what you're spending are going to help charities in the region and the area. So what better way to spend a day?
One last question. You said 4,000 volunteers, 2,000 are travelers, employees. So do they come from all over the country, or are they mostly from Connecticut? Or?
I would say most of them are from Connecticut. I think we may have a few from around the country. I know some come out from Minnesota. We have a bigger office there, and there are others from other offices, but a majority of them come from our Connecticut-based offices. We have a few offices in Connecticut. And, you know, and they're so proud to come out. And throughout the year, it's really cool. When you walk around Travelers in Hartford, we've got 2.5 million square feet. We've got like 7,000 people. It's unbelievable to see people wearing their Travelers Championship shirts throughout the year. The pride is unbelievable. And so it makes everybody feel good about our company. Our company is a fun place to be, a fun place to work. And there's a lot of respect and dignity and communications and collaboration and innovation. It's a cool place. And when you look at all of that, you think to yourself, wow, that's a place I want to work. And so hopefully out of that, we get some new employees to come volunteer too.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. Andy Bassett, thank you so much. Always great to catch up with you. Always great to see you down in Augusta at the Masters and catch up with you then too. That's always fun. And it's always fun to just see the innovations that go on every year, because you always think of cool ways to improve, as you say, make it even better. So great job to you and your team, Andy. Always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And thank you for being here. You're a great partner, a great friend, and we'll keep forging ahead.
Thanks so much. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Ann Liguori. I am at the Travelers Championship. It's so great to be here and to meet Larry Antanasi for the first time, senior head golf professional here at TPC River Highlands. First of all, did I pronounce the name right, Larry?
You got it right. You got it right.
That helps. But what a thrill to be here again. I come every year. I think it's my 12th year. And you've been here almost as long, right? And what's it like to be the head golf pro here, senior head golf professional, during a week of such excitement and really they do everything right here?
Yeah, so I think you said it. It's extremely exciting. Obviously, we have the best players in the world here. You know, we're probably broadcasted over 200 countries and kind of put our club on the world stage. So it's, like I said, it's just really exciting to be able to showcase our property.
Talk a little bit about the course, TPC River Highlands. It's a par 70, 6,900 yards. You know, obviously they played Shinnecock last weekend, U.S. Open. You're talking 7,400 yards and a lot of changes to that course. And it was challenging. The wind there is always challenging. And the conditions were pretty crazy for a couple of those 4 days, obviously. But they come here And it's still a challenging golf course. It's not a walk in the park, but at least they can birdie some holes and enjoy that.
Yeah, so, I think, we are a shorter golf course. We're 6,900 yards, but I think that's a little deceiving. The key here is to make sure you're hitting fairways. Our rough here is extremely long, kind of like coming from the U.S. Open. We're about 5 inches right now. Greens are a little soft this week due to some early rain, and we're looking for some rain over the weekend. But from what I hear from a lot of players is it's not overly long, so everyone is still in the field and still has a chance to win. You kind of look at past winners. You have anyone from Bubba who hits it probably one of the furthest on tour to others that don't hit it very far. But the key is to make sure they're hitting the fairways and staying out of the rough.
I think that's the key. I mean, people say hit fairways, but, fairways and greens. If you do that anywhere in the world, right, you have a good chance to contend.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, a lot of it obviously does come down to putting. But here, like I said, the real test is once you get into that rough, like most other courses, it really is kind of a penalty. So,
I was talking to Andy Bassett about Brooks Koepka, who's so strong, working out every morning, with his buddy DJ. And, you need that kind of strength. If by chance you're a little off, off with your tee shots, you need that strength to get out of some of this rough.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and I think if you look at some of these, players on tour, and if you see them up close, you realize how big they are. And I think more is how flexible they are. They're able to turn their bodies completely around and whatnot. And I think that's where most amateurs don't have that. We did a clinic earlier in the week with Patton Kizzire, and he talked to our members really about stretching and all that type of stuff. Not so much heavy weightlifting, but more about stretching and being flexible.
Right. All that's so important. And, years ago, the players didn't worry that much about that. They didn't work out every day, and they didn't perhaps, do things that they need to do to stretch and to develop that kind of flexibility and stamina. It's such an important component of the game these days.
Yeah, it is. And especially with, from a healthy eating perspective too. This is actually my 12th tournament. So I've seen what the players started eating and to what they do now. And it's really all health related and it's really stamina related. So they spend a lot of time in the physio trucks in the morning and really just eating healthy. So when they get towards the end of the round, they still have, that stamina to finish off a round.
Yeah, I think that's great what the PGA Tour offers these guys. I mean, there is a – talk about the physio room. What's it like? And these vans go, week to week to every single tournament.
Yeah, they're pretty impressive. I got the chance to go there a couple years ago and check it out. And it's really, it's a lot of free weights and stuff like that. But a lot of the players really just go in there just to warm up. So they'll get here a couple hours before and ride a bike or run a treadmill and a lot of band stretching and stuff like that just to get their bodies loose before they go warm up.
So talk about some of the players in the field. Jordan Spieth had a really great first day. The second day he struggled a bit. He's had these putting woes, Larry, that are unusual for, a champion, and yet everybody gets them. How do you work your way out of it? And I personally think sometimes he's a little too intense. He tries a little too hard. Just has to have some fun, maybe, and just loosen up a little bit, but that's easier said than done.
Yeah, I definitely feel his pain. It's one of those things where it comes and it goes. I mean, he's so solid in putting. I mean, I think it's just a little thing that he's got to work through, and I think a lot of golf is so much mental, and you miss a couple of short putts and it's in your head for a while. So, I think he's just getting accustomed. We saw yesterday, he shot 7 under. I think he's getting there and hopefully he'll come on strong on the weekend. But like you said before, there's so many great players here this week. And I think we've got 5 out of the top 10 and I think 9 or 10 out of the top 20. So it's a pretty special tournament this year.
It really is. And you have Zach Johnson, also 2-time major, and he's been playing well. What are your thoughts about Zach's game?
I really like Zach. I got the chance to meet him a couple of years ago and talk to him not just about golf, but family and stuff like that. He's obviously very committed to his family and very charity oriented. But yeah, he's, golf's a tough game. You can play great 1 week and be off for the next month and stuff like that. So, I think that's why these guys really like coming here is, the week after the Open and they're kind of getting back to a course so they can have some fun and make some birdies and, a lot of their families are here this week, which is pretty cool. I know there was a player dinner last night, and I saw a lot of the kids running around and stuff like that. I know kids are just getting out of school. So it's kind of a relaxing week for them, and you see a lot of smiles on their face. And, you know, as of last week, I'm sure they were having fun in the U.S. Open. It's a major, but that's a bit more of a grind than this week where they can kind of go out and figure out the rest of the season, the second half of the season.
Zach was unusually outspoken last weekend at the U.S. Open talking about how, yes, on that Saturday, round three, you know, the USGA did let the greens get away from him. That was surprising that Zach, you know, came out and said that. Were you surprised when you heard that?
You know, I think it's just a bunch of emotions that go through these players. I would say a lot of them don't might not mean what they say and go back and really think about it. But, you know, I think it's a heat of the moment type of thing. And I think they all understand everyone's doing the best that they can. It's just one of those situations that happens. And, you know, you don't play well and the weather changes. It's tough, right? You're trying to base a golf course on weather all day. And winds pick up like, you know, Long Island, and it could be perfect in the morning and then all of a sudden pick up. So I know there were some outspoken players for sure. But I think, you know, that helps us this week too. And like I said, them coming here in great weather here the first 2 days. So I think they're all having a good time out there.
Yeah, good answer, Larry. Good answer. They come here and they enjoy being here and being able to make birdies. And let's face it, the galleries love to see these players make birdies. That's what it's all about. They enjoy that. And they enjoy seeing a course that's set up fair enough where the players can play and perform to their own expectation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this course, like I said, it can definitely get you. I read some stuff with Zach Johnson last night, and, you know, he was talking about you just got to be patient out here and wait for it. There are some birdie hole opportunities for sure. But, you know, you go back in the history of this tournament and, you know, last year 12 under one, and the year before that, you know, it was 15 and stuff like that. So I think, you know, the yardage is deceiving for a lot of people. They think 6,900 yards, they should shoot 40 under par. Obviously, these guys are great, and they can shoot that anywhere. But it's really about golf course setup, and really weather is on our hands. So it looks like we might have some wet weather this weekend, which will make the greens soft, which is, you know, will allow them to make some birdies. But like you said, with how many fans we have out here, I got a picture from a member out at 8 o'clock this morning, and there had to have been 15,000 people following Jordan Spieth's group, and obviously Rory and Bubba and Justin Thomas were behind him. So, you know, it's pretty cool to see the crowds out here this week, and well, every week, but so it's exciting. I think it's going to be a good show for them this week.
You mentioned, you know, the distance, you know, 6,900 yards, but, you know, to me, it all comes down to putting and, you know, that short game. So yes, you want to keep it on the fairway, stay out of that rough, but, you know, it really comes down to making those putts. You could be the longest hitter on tour, but if you can't get up and down, and if you can't make, you know, putts that you're supposed to make and roll in some that, you know, are unexpected, then you're not going to win. So, you know, I mean, distance to me, it's one thing, but I just think, you know, putting is premium when you're talking about winning a golf tournament.
Yeah, you know, for sure. I mean, you know, a lot of these guys are going to hit it in there pretty close, you know, on most of these holes. We do have some short par fours, and you made a great point. I mean, it's not always about, you know, I think they say that drive for show, putt for dough, and I think that's extremely true. You know, if you're getting in there inside 20 feet, and, you know, you got to make some of those, and, you know, those guys that aren't, you know, just lipping out or whatnot. So really important, especially not only just making the birdies, but making those up and downs and making those pars and not getting bogeys on your cards. You know, there are a lot of birdies opportunities out here, but there are a lot of bogey opportunities as well. So players just got to stay patient and not try to do too much and obviously take advantage of those holes that they can.
And the greens are Poa Anna and players like that. They're in great shape. And as you say, with some rain, they might be a little softer.
Yeah, I mean, the greens are in fantastic condition. Like you talked about, Poana greens, they're really good in the summer, and we haven't had too much heat leading up to the event. So, you know, greens are rolling in that 12 area and running pretty smooth. So not a lot of excuses not to make putts today.
Okay, I'll remember that when I see some of these guys miss those short ones, because they do, which makes us feel a little better, right, all the amateurs. But so talk about, do you give lessons most of the time year-round, or what as your position, what do you mostly do? Do you supervise other instructors and give lessons as well?
Yeah, so we have a pretty big team of assistants here. We have three assistants. We have a director of instruction who kind of takes care of all of our programming and stuff like that. With the membership, we are very busy with private lessons and clinics and whatnot, so I still do teach a fair amount. A lot of our assistants teach a lot more than I do. I kind of just oversee all the golf operations. So just making sure everything's going smooth on a daily basis with our 400 members and pretty active club here. We have 400 plus members and men's and ladies club events, and with such a short season up here in Connecticut, everything's kind of crammed into 7 months. So really busy, and you know, we got the clubhouse coming right after this tournament. So there's a lot going on right now, but it's really exciting stuff here at the club.
So there's going to be a brand new clubhouse. They're knocking this down after this event, and then any other things going on here, or that's enough?
Not that I know of. I hope not. You know, we did redid the golf course, you know, a couple of years ago, so that was kind of the first project. Obviously, the clubhouse is going to be coming down a couple of weeks after the tournament and be ready for next year's event. So that's really all I know of right now. Yeah, we're in a good position, and it's awesome for the tournament and awesome for the club and spectators and players, so it's a real win-win for everybody.
About the practice facility, because if you haven't been here before, that's a championship practice facility.
Yeah, it's a pretty special practice facility. I mean, it's 23 acres. You know, this week we can fit 50 players across the tee deck, which a lot of clubs are unfortunate that they don't have that. That was built back in 2007. So it was a huge upgrade from what we had in the past. So, you know, it just shows the future of this tournament and where it's going.
Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the championship, and really enjoyed getting to know you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Thanks so much. Sports Interview with Anne LaGoria is brought to you in part by Peak Vision Sunglasses, zero distortion, patented dual zone lens technology. Learn more at peakvision.com. That's P-E-A-K, vision.com. And by Dune, D-U-N-E, Jewelry, and the New Hamptons Collection. Savor the memories with sand from your favorite beach or spot in timeless pieces for men and women. DuneJewelry.com. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne LaGoria. My guest, Mark Moriarty, the Executive Director of First Tee Connecticut. We're at the Travelers Championship, and Mark, so good to meet you. And First Tee does really great work nationally. Tell us about the Connecticut chapter and your connection to this great tournament.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. The First Tee of Connecticut, we're very proud to have 74,000 young people as part of our program. And that happens mostly in school-based programs. We partner with 160 elementary schools to offer golf and our life skills in their PE classes. And then at 20 golf courses across the state of Connecticut. So we're very proud of that. And we couldn't do it without the support of the Travelers Championship.
So talk about this week. I know your headquarters are right here at TPC River Highlands, Cromwell, Connecticut, outside of Hartford. Talk about the week and, you know, just the energy here, not only for the championship, but the connection with the First Tee of Connecticut.
Yeah, specifically this week, I mean, the amount of PR and FaceTime we get being right on the property and being such a great partner of the Travelers Championship, it's incredible for us. The number of opportunities like this one that come up on a daily basis. And just the excitement if you're a golfer, and we really want our young people to be golfers and take advantage of what's available through the game. So this is a perfect way to do all of those things.
I wish I would have played when I was a kid. I wish there was First Tee where I grew up in Ohio when I was young. I didn't play golf until way out of college. I did all these other sports. But it's so important to reach children at a young age, not only to teach them golf, but First Tee does so much more than that.
I think any new skill, you know, obviously the earlier, the younger you can learn it, the better off you might be. But then much more importantly than that, the development and the character values and the social interaction they can have at ages as young as five in our program is certainly beneficial as they move through school and into their work life.
So talk about the program exactly. What happens when a youngster comes here, and what are the clinics like, and what's the education like for a young person?
You know, we call it seamless. So we want to make it as fun and activity-based as we can, but always be demonstrating the behaviors that we're talking about. So we really rely on our coaches as role models. We don't really think of them as golf coaches. We think of them as role models. And if we're doing the right things and we're setting those things up the right way, then the young people can see it in action. They can have a good time, and they can walk away. I mean, in our perfect world, if they get in the car with mom or dad or grandpa and talk about well, we did some putting today, but I learned about being confident when I try something new. To us, that's the most important part.
Okay, Mark, so here's a tough question. Okay, U.S. Open last weekend, Phil Mickelson. I fell out of my chair when I saw him hitting a moving putt. I'm sure a lot of young people are going to ask you, wow, that looked like fun. What about that? What do you tell a young person about that behavior? Because we all love Phil, but what he did, he admitted, was not the right thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, we would try to relate everything back to the core values. I mean, the two that come to my mind there are respect for the game, integrity, sportsmanship. Me personally, you know, I think he made a mistake, and I think he owned up to it. I think that's the important lesson for our young people to take away, is it's not the end of the world if you make a mistake. It's unfortunate in the moment. And, you know, he's had a lot of opportunity now to talk about it, and hopefully some positives will come. But, you know, in a pressure situation like that, we want our young people to be as confident in doing the right thing as they can be. And until you put yourself there, it's hard to know how you'll behave.
Right. I mean, he did apologize finally, which was a good thing. But I'm sure you were thinking about, boy, what do I tell young people about that scenario?
I think we always are relating back exactly to what happens on television in the golf world. You know, and again, I think there's, you can look at it a number of different ways. He's certainly taken a lot of flack for it. But again, I think, you know, if we can demonstrate the behaviors to the young people as often as possible on a positive side, then they'll have the opportunity to think for themselves on how they should feel and understand that it was a mistake. It's certainly not necessarily the way the rules are meant to be applied, but that at the end of the day, life will go on, and they should know that it's okay if they make a mistake as they go on.
It's a great learning lesson, definitely, and you can turn it into that. Well, meanwhile, you have, you know, some of the greatest champions here playing, and I'm sure the kids look up to Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy and Paul Casey and, gosh, there's just Zach Johnson. So what's the mood as far as the young people go when they see these really, in my view, young players who are gentlemen and classy and, you know, they really handle the situation so well on and off the course?
You know, the big names have the biggest crowds, and one of our young people was actually a standard bearer in Jordan Spieth's group for the Pro-Am and couldn't have been more excited. But the Travelers has a great event on Tuesday. Eversource sponsors what they call the PGA Tour Junior Experience. 40 young people, 20 of them are first tee participants, so we're thankful for that. They actually play on our learning links, our Kropic family learning links right on the property with PGA Tour professionals. And so they're normally the young Sturs who are new into the field. This year they had Doug Gim and a couple of their other recently turned professionals. And I think that interaction is really important. Again, you mentioned the positive role models. A couple of years ago, John Rahm was here, who's now a world-class player. For the young people to interact with these guys who are just right out of college, not much older, every year, incredible, the opportunities they have. This year they had Padraig Harrington, who was part of that opportunity. So, again, all that positive interaction, learning about what's available to you through the game of golf, we certainly want them to know that you don't need to just be a PGA Tour player. There's other ways to stay involved in the game.
Sure, and what incredible experiences for these young people this week. I mean, to meet so many of these legends in the game who are so young. And, of course, Padraig's not that young anymore, but what a great ambassador for golf.
Really, that's the key. So many of these players that come into town, I mean, we've had so many wonderful experiences. We actually have a player playing in the field, J.J. Henry, who's an honorary member of our board, a Connecticut native, and he's always very kind with his time and his image and his likeness and, you know, loves what happens in Connecticut, and he's a Fairfield native. So all the interactions with the players, always very positive, and the young people love it. We actually had a young woman who qualified to play in a Pro-Am at another PGA Tour event a couple years ago with Rory McIlroy. She won a national essay contest and spent the day playing in a Pro-Am with him and, you know, just loves him to death as a fan 3 or 4 years later. And I think that's pretty representative of how the kids feel.
Oh, great. I'm just blown away by these experiences. I love hearing these stories. They're so inspirational. You mentioned the board. I read where Coach Calhoun is a board member as well.
That's right. We have an honorary board of, you know, the who's who of Connecticut celebrities. And Coach Calhoun has been wonderful. His son Jeff is also a board member. We've got a great partnership with the University of Connecticut. A lot of their alum and,
and athletes are always very nice with their time for our celebrity event. Walmart sponsors a great celebrity event that's actually a kickoff to the tournament, played here two Sundays ago, tough conditions. and actually, tomorrow morning, Ray Allen will be the featured speaker at our annual Patrons Breakfast.
So what's it like for you to be the executive director? You've said you've been involved with First Tee for a number of years, and how rewarding is it for you to put smiles on their faces and to see the work, the progress with their, not only their technique in golf, but also growing in life skills?
You know, it's honestly much different. When I came to the First Tee in 2011, I thought I was going to be teaching golf, and I'm very thankful that that has only been a part of what I get a chance to do. So just for example, a young man in the program who's a scholarship recipient this year just qualified for the U.S. Junior Amateur. So that's wonderful. At the same time, I feel as lucky being able to write a college recommendation letter for a young person, whether they play golf at a high level or not. I think all of the opportunities we have, and we use the tagline, more than a game, there's so many wonderful opportunities beyond the game of golf. And so for that, I really am thankful to have that interaction with the young people.
Are you a teaching professional, or what's your background in golf?
So I am a PGA professional. I worked at private clubs growing up, and we're lucky to have a great connection at the Hartford Golf Club, which is a local club, a lot of board members, a lot of support from our donors. And I worked there for a number of years, and that led me to this opportunity. So I've really been able to, I think, leverage the two things I love most, which are golf and young people, and, you know, try to do as much good work as I can.
So when you and Nathan Grube go out there and tee it up, who wins?
That's a good question. I think I play more golf than Nathan. He won't often take my call for a game, so maybe we can change that. But Nathan is humble. He was a great player in his day, and appreciate his friendship, and I'd look forward to that match and to see who the winner was.
Well, what a great program, First Tee of Connecticut, beneficiary of the Travelers Championship. And when you go out there, where do you sit and who do you root for?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I think, you know, when I went out yesterday and actually watched a friend of mine who qualified locally. I'll spend a fair amount of my time on the 18th hole. We have a lot of good friends in the community that are here this week. As I mentioned, I'm going to come with my daughter, who's the First Tee participant, on Sunday morning. And I think we'll do whatever she wants. You know, when we follow, I mean, I have a soft spot for Rory McIlroy. He was such a wonderful ambassador the day I met him with Magna. I think I like watching them all. You know, I root for a competitive finish, and I certainly root for a wonderful tournament for the state of Connecticut, for the Travelers, and for us and all the rest of the beneficiaries.
Thanks so much. Continued success with First Tee of Connecticut, and enjoy the Travelers Championship.
Thanks so much. Nice to meet you. Thanks.
Welcome back to Sports Interview with Ann Liguori. My guest is Tim Pera, the VP of Public Affairs for Stanley Black & Decker. We're at the Travelers Championship, and Stanley Black & Decker really just engaged on a 7-year commitment as presenting sponsor of the Travelers Championship. First of all, congratulations, and that's quite a commitment, 7 years. That's wonderful.
Yes, thank you very much. We're really, really excited about it. We believe that this is one of the world-class, most premier events in Connecticut, and we've been in Connecticut for 175 years, and so we're really happy to be able to make that presenting sponsorship.
I didn't know that Stanley Black & Decker, the world's largest tools and storage
company.
was really from Connecticut and is 100 years old.
Yes, we were founded in New Britain in 1843, and this year we're celebrating our 175th anniversary. You know, a lot of things have changed over those past 175 years, but, you know, we've really grown over the past decade and a half from a $2.5 billion company into a $13 billion company with almost 60,000 employees worldwide.
60,000 employees worldwide, and how many are here this week?
We have 2,000 in Connecticut, and hopefully a lot of them are coming out because, you know, it is an opportunity to see the best of what Connecticut can offer. The weather that's here for this week is fantastic. The field is fantastic, I think, as you know. The leaderboard from yesterday was, on a Thursday, one of the best leaderboards, you know, that we've ever seen. And Travelers keeps doing a better and better job of improving this tournament.
So talk about the reasoning behind getting involved with Travelers from your company's perspective.
Yeah, I would actually say that being here at the championship for a few years now, last year was by far the best event that we've seen. And then we took a look at the plans that the championship has for the next 7 years, and we said that we want to be a part of that. You know, that involves upgrading some of the facilities here, changing a few things about the tournament, and then doing what they did this year, which is just expand the fan experience, you know, get a great field. You know, hopefully it'll be voted again as one of the most popular tournaments from the players. And, you know, it just continue to improve.
How much of it is really community involvement? Because I know that's a big part of your company's idealism as well, and it's such a big part of what Travelers Championship is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's unique for a tournament like this to be giving more than $1.5 million to charities in the area. The Hole in the Wall Gang Camp is a fantastic organization that Travelers supports. And, we really like not only the community event for people who live in Connecticut, but the fact that it's giving back to the community at the same time.
I think those are two very great things, reasons why to get involved with the Travelers Championship. Now, what Stanley Black & Decker is actually doing, they're sponsoring the Fan Zone, and the tournament is really so much about the fans. So tell me what fans can expect in the Fan Zone.
You know, that's another area that just continues to get bigger and better every year. So there's a kid zone for little kids. My two boys and my daughter are actually out there right now having a great time. So there's LEGO, which is another Connecticut company, has a big booth there. You can play mini golf. You can play chip and putt. There's all kinds of fun stuff. And Stanley Black & Decker has brought a mobile maker space there, which is for kids to make race cars or catapults or bridges and do things with their hands, do things with tools in a safe way. And, you know, then they're also at the same time learning science and technology engineering principles. So we're sort of teaching and playing at the same time.
I want to go and visit. Now I'm really intrigued. I want to go to the Fan Zone. And then Stanley Black & Decker also has, a lounge on the 18th?
Yeah, so this is what we started last year. We wanted to give the VIP-type experience to folks who just had grounds tickets. So just, you know, basically anybody available. So it's a really nice spot on the 18th fairway with a beautiful deck overlooking the fairway. And it's open to anybody who's got a ticket to the tournament. If you were there last year on Sunday, you would have seen in the most perfect spot Jordan Spieth hit his winning shot. That's exactly where it did, right in front of that. So it's a great space for anybody to walk in and enjoy the tournament in a really great way.
Well, you know, Andy, we always talk about how Travelers thinks of every little thing and improve on things every year. I think that's a wonderful part of this event, that anybody with a ticket can enjoy that VIP experience that they might not be able to, you know, enjoy anywhere else.
Yeah, and you know, enjoy some air conditioning. So that's another thing that we wanted to do was make sure that there's a place for people to go, have a drink, and have some snacks in an air conditioned environment. At the same time, we took some of the air conditioning out onto the course so that there's chill zones where people can sit and get some shade in an area where they can still see the tournament. But you know, it gets very hot out here occasionally. So we're lucky that we have the weather that we have. But there's been years where it's been pretty hot.
So are you a golfer? Do you play? And how close are you to the sport?
You know, my wife is actually the golfer in our family, so I don't golf that much, but she does. And pretty soon we're going to get our boys out there hitting marshmallows.
They can practice on the floating putting green, which is great. The Travelers putting green out there. I love it. Tim Parra, the VP of Public Affairs. Talk a little bit about the company, because 175 years old here in Connecticut. I mean, you just have always been around this company. It really has such history.
Yeah, it does. You know, we started as the Stanley Works in 1843, and we were making hinges at hardware in New Britain, Connecticut. We grew into a tools company, and then we've really built up some brand strength over the past 175 years with quality, reliability, and innovation. And innovation really has been the key of those 175 years, being able to constantly stay ahead of trends with, you know, the best tools, and the latest innovations.
I love love all those words you just described, the Travelers Championship as well.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we think is such a great partnership with the Travelers Championship is that just like us, they're always trying to be better. They're always trying to be ahead, and they're always on the cutting edge.
Have you had a chance to follow any of these champions around, these major champions? Because as you said, the leaderboard yesterday was extraordinary, and there's such big names here, which is not always the case a week after a U.S. Open.
Yeah, I saw Jordan today. Actually watched him on a couple holes, but then I started to think that I might be a bad luck charm, so I stepped away for a little bit. As you know, these events get a little bit busy too, so we end up working instead of enjoying ourselves sometimes.
So you're not watching any golf. You're too busy interviewing and doing interviews like this. Anything else? Family experience? Your family's here. They're having fun right now in the fan zone. There's so much that goes on here, really for all ages.
Yeah, I would just say that this is, again, one of the most premier events in Connecticut, and it's a great week to be here, great week to experience everything that Connecticut has to offer. And Travelers Championship really goes out of their way to make sure that there is something for everybody here, whether it's a 2.5-year-old girl like I have, or whether, it's an avid golf fan with a great, great field. So there's a wide range of things to make sure that everybody can have a good time here.
And I understand the building we are at right now will no longer be. They're going to tear this down after the tournament and put in a whole new facility here. That's pretty extraordinary.
It really is. I mean, and that's just one piece of what they're doing in the future. But, the room that we're sitting in 2 weeks from now is going to be a hole in the ground, and then there will be a brand new foundation that's almost going to triple the size of this clubhouse, which I think is great because they have in the locker rooms and on the walls, they have renderings of what it's going to look like. So folks like Rory and Jordan are looking at this and thinking, maybe I want to come back next year.
The whole facility. I mean, the practice range facility is second to none. Every time I drive up here, I just can't wait. I want to just grab my clubs and go out there and hit balls because it's so inviting. And the guys love the golf course. It's combination of, challenging, yet it's birdieable, for these guys coming here right after the U.S. Open. So, just when you kind of drive into this whole facility, it's very impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of the nicest in Connecticut. I think it's one of the nicest in the Northeast. And I would also say that Travelers really, in addition to having a great field and a great course, they pay attention to every detail and make sure that the experience is great, not just for the fans and not just for the attendees, but also for the players.
That's important for a company like yours who has decided to make a 7-year commitment as a presenting sponsor. Outstanding. Well, congratulations on this announcement and your involvement with the Travelers and continued success.
Thank you very much. It was great to be here.
Thanks so much. My thanks to Andy Bassett with Travelers, Larry Antanasi with the TPC River Highlands course, Mark Moriarty with First Tee Connecticut, and Tim Parra with Stanley Black & Decker. And my deep thanks to Kyle Lynch, our engineer in the studio. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Enjoy the Travelers Championship. And I'll talk to you next Saturday morning from 9 to 10 Eastern right here on Sports Interview with Anne LaGorrie.